John Sylvester is Australia's longest-serving crime reporter. He currently writes a weekly column for The Age in conjunction with his podcast, Naked City.
So, John, during my research for this interview, I discovered there was a lack of information or data on the psychological toll of crime reporting. Do you find this surprising at all?
It's a profession that doesn't spend much time in introspection because you're after the next story. And a lot of areas where there's trauma, that's the best example probably is first responders. Let's talk about police. Mm-hmm. The police are much more advanced in the area of mental health for a good reason, and that is it's often cradle to the grave of employment. You join as a constable and you continue on. So if somebody gets a mental illness and they go off work, there's a liability. In journalism, it's much more transient. So there's far fewer people. It's very rare now to have somebody who starts working in an organisation and continues through a whole career. You don't have people who work 40 years for one organisation. So even though the bosses talk about mental health, underlying is the fact that it's, you know, subconsciously, it's someone else's problem. Now, if you are the best at doing an intrusion, if you are the best at dealing with somebody in stress, I'll send you to the job. There was an example at The Age where there was a really, really good reporter, and she still is, and she was big and loud, funny, swore like a trooper, but that was a bit of a shield, and that underneath she was quite a sensitive person, but she was really good at getting people to talk, and she was going again and again and again on these jobs. And I went to her then boss and said, you just can't keep doing this. She's getting the results, but the long term, where's she going to be in 5 years time? And you could see the look was, well, I won't be here, she won't be here, but this story I need today. So it's the urgent takes the place of the important. In policing, you might work on a task force for a period of time and then move out into something else. Mm-hmm. We tend to keep people in the position as long as they're kicking goals. Mm-hmm. They play full forward now. But in crime reporting, there are few people who do it forever. It's a really good starting point, and you can dip in and dip out. And I'm one of the few who enjoyed it so much I've stuck with it, and I don't regret that. Mm-hmm. Crime reporting is no different to lots of the stressful areas, but stress is pretty simple. It's a bucket, and everyone's bucket is bigger or smaller, but everyone's got a bucket. Doesn't mean you're better or worse, and that bucket can be filled up with one incident. Bourke Street, the young reporters who ran down there and saw so much trauma, that can fill the bucket. Or it can be the drip, drip, drip of a deadline, or drip, drip, drip of just seeing such sad things all the time. So you need holes in the bucket. Mm-hmm. And that can be hobbies, family, fun, whatever. But you need relief so it doesn't build up and spill over. Mm-hmm.
So you regularly appear on 3AW Radio and you have your weekly podcast, Naked City. Do you find it cathartic to speak with other people about your experiences as a crime reporter?
I enjoy what I do, and there's an element of black humour, which is something that's developed by a lot of people in journalism, nursing, it's nothing unique. And it's how to deal with it. I spoke to a forensic expert who spent so much time dealing with bodies and trauma. I said, how do you do it? And he said, it's as long as you believe what you're doing matters, you can deal with it. The day you think it doesn't matter is the day you're overwhelmed. So if it's just a tsunami of sad stories, or a tsunami as a police officer of dealing with the desperate, the dangerous and the bewildered, and you think I'm not making any difference, that's when you get overwhelmed.
Do you believe with the nature of crime reporting and its heightened drama and violent tendencies, and as you mentioned, with the increased technology that you can be exposed to it far more, do you think that's deterred journalists from entering the field?
I'd hope not, because it's cops and robbers. It's the best job in town. That's why I do it. And when I go and speak to a group of people like you at RMIT, it's just incredibly energising, because if at any time you get old and cynical, you look up and you see a couple of hundred pairs of eyes and people who look at you and they would kill for your job.